Thought is the creative power, or the impelling force which causes creative power to act. Thinking in a certain way will bring riches to you. But you must not rely upon thought alone, paying no attention to personal action. This is the rock upon which many otherwise metaphysical thinkers have met shipwreck. The failure to connect thought with personal action. We have not reached a stage of development, even so as to pose a stage so possible in which man can create directly from the formless substance without nature's process or the work of human hands. Man must not only think, but his personal action must supplement his thought. Chapter 11, opening of The Science of Getting Rich, a chapter entitled Acting in a Certain Way. Yes. Welcome back to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. It expands. This is the law of attraction. You may not believe in the law of attraction. It doesn't really matter. It is what it is. Some people attract things to themselves, and some people attract things away from themselves, and sometimes they do it intentionally, and sometimes they do it unintentionally. Understand that you can begin to work the laws of wealth building and attracting the things that you want to you instinctively. Some people are just born with instinct. Some people are just born to be entrepreneurs. Some people are just born with skills. They're good looking. They're just born good looking. And they become models, and it doesn't take a lot of effort on their part, other than putting themselves in a place where they could do that. You know, I mean, it takes something. Even if you're good looking, to stand up and show off yourself and be criticized and open your... It takes something, right? The Science of Getting Rich talks about this idea of the will, the proper use of the will. See, the human will is powerful. This is where we read the stories of people who overcome and persevere. This is all from the human will. And we all have it within us. Now, some of us don't have the same level of will. Some people won't push as hard. Some people will just lay down, surrender, and die. And so we're all born in these different places in life with these different skill sets and these different abilities and these different things that come natural to each of us. This is why I like formulas. A formula is, it's kind of like a math, well, that's what it is, a math formula. So if I showed you, hey, this is how you solve for X, every time you see it. Now, I was terrible, and I'm not good in math. I'm pretty decent at financial math, because the trick to financial math is it's pretty damn simple. It's just zeros. It's a 10 decimal system, right? I'm pretty good at fractions because I do a lot of remodels, and all of my rulers are in fractions. But these are the type of numbers that I use. But when we get into calculus and trigonometry, and you know, I'm not going to be the guy. But there's formulas. Scientists use formulas. The way they prove a theory is with a formula. And the same thing can be applied to our life, to running our business, to conducting your family, to investing. It's simply a formula. And all you have to do is just keep following the formula. And the inputs will be different. And so this is what makes a show like Shark Tank so fascinating, is that we can watch Shark Tank and we can see what are the sharks, the billionaires, what kind of questions do they ask? What can we extrapolate from this? That, hey, maybe I need to ask these kind of questions, because I get pitched offers all the time. People are always coming at me with, you know, affiliate programs and you could be a reseller, or hey, have you checked this out, or let's start this. It's nonstop offers to me because I'm involved in marketing. And so you're going to get pitched by a lot of marketers. And we have to go through this when you see a guru pitching you something. You should be like a shark on Shark Tank. Before you give people your hard-earned money, begin to ask some questions. Does this even sound possible? And if it is possible, why the hell would a complete stranger want to sell me the secret to the frickin' universe? Does that even make sense? And if you could begin to say, okay, well, what would be his reason or her reason for selling me such a magic money-making formula? What do they benefit? What do they get out of it? And if you can't see a logical reason why a person would do such a thing, maybe, just maybe, it's a scheme to separate you from your money. I see this a lot. A lot of times when I post things, people will respond with cliche comments from XYZ guru. I know, because I have all their books. I've probably spent $50,000 on books, courses, webinars, all that shit. I have them all memorized. And there's things about some I like, and there's some things about others that I don't like. And often, if I, here recently, I posted about how I did a equity refinance. I took one of my properties and I refinanced it. All I really did was I took my loan back to my original amount of the loan. You know, when you start paying on a house, your house payment stays basically the same all the way to the very end of the loan, right? Meaning your last payment is a full mortgage payment, just like it was the first payment, right? You get that? The first payment and the last payment are going to be basically the same payment. Well, guess what? In the middle, the loan's going down. And as the loan goes down, they don't adjust your payment. So here's what I did. I go back to the bank and I say, hey, can we start this over? Why, sure, Gerald. So we take it right back to where it was. They give me a check for the difference. So in other words, for the last 10 years that I've had this property rented for $1,400 a month, they've been banging down my loan. Bang, 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 right? Because real estate makes money four ways. Cash flow, meaning every month that someone rents it, you make a little profit. Appreciation, house goes up on average 4 to 5%, most places in America. 3, depreciation, you get to depreciate the property on your taxes over 27.1 years, which means basically 3% of the entire property is tax-free, so that cash flow is virtually tax-free. Did you hear that? So when a guy who you only made $200 on a house, that sucks. It's tax-free, bro. There's no taxes. It's $200 is tax-free. That's like what, $350 working? You understand? That's like a minimum wage job for an entire week for one house. So now what if you have 5 of these? It's tax-free. What happens when you have $1,000 a month coming in tax-free? Oh, and by the way, someone else is paying off the loan. Oh, and by the way, the appreciation, the 4.5%, is on the full value of the house, not the down payment. And so you began to create this money machine. This money machine. And so real estate makes money multiple ways. It's not just how much money do you collect on the front end. There's a totality. We call it total return. There's a total return, loan pay down, property appreciation, cash flow, and then the tax write-off. So real estate makes money four ways. And you can still make money even if you get one of the four wrong. And so that's the beautiful. So I posted this, and immediately people began to post stuff from Grant Cardone. Well, Grant Cardone says single family houses are stupid. Okay. I don't know how to respond to that because it's just not true. And we've allowed gurus to come into our life in such a way that when they speak, it's as if they're speaking the gospel. As if these aren't men who just get up and put their pants on, who are pitching their line of work. And we somehow are surprised. See, if you're a surgeon, everything looks like an operation. If you cut down trees for a living and someone says, hey, do you think I should cut this tree down? There's a good chance he's going to say yes. And if you call a house painter to come look at your house, rarely is the house painter going to show up and go, you know what? To be honest, I'd wait a year. I think you get another year out of this paint, no problem. Why don't we do business next year? No, he's going to give you a quote on how much it costs to paint your house. That's called business, right? And so we have to be careful of all these influences that we accept as gospel. But we do it. Now, I understand the reason people do it. It gives you guidance. I understand the reason people cling to their religion I don't know. Are we at a point now where people could still argue with you that their God is the right God? Of all the 5,000 gods that have come through the planet in history of the million years that human beings have been living on Earth, there's thousands. Thousands and thousands of gods. Are there still people who will argue that their God is the real God? Or does it just give people direction and clarity? I think it's usually the latter. And so we take the old ways and we modify them. And we have Reformed Lutherans. And then within the Jewish people, we have different types of Jewish people. We have Reformed Jews, we have Hasidic Jews, and just how far do you want to take this religious thing? We have the same thing in the Buddhist community and the same thing in the Islamic community and all the communities. And people find to come ways to finding the wisdom and the direction that are in the old ways, because the old ways have wisdom and direction. There are actually logical freaking financial things that are presented in the Bible, that these are 5,000-year-old sage advice. They apply today whether you believe in Jesus or not. Why? Because people have been using money for that long and lessons have been learned. There's a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. And the richest man in Babylon taught a very simple principle. Everything you make, cut off 10%, put it aside. And if you do that your entire life, you'll have a bunch of money. And that is 100% true. It's 100% true, and it's a good starting point for anyone. If you're not saving at least 10% of your income, if you're not, listen to what I'm saying, if you're not doing that right now, you will never, ever, ever break the work to live cycle. You will always have a job. You will always have to work for someone else. And at 10%, you're going to be 60, 70 years old when you break the cycle. And so 10% isn't enough. It's not good news. It's just facts. And so I caught on to this at the age of 29 years old. And through this process, I began to find mentors and read different books and open my mind to this idea of the law of attraction, but not go too far down this metaphysical wormhole where you're just sitting in a room freaking meditating and somehow money comes to you. That's obviously nonsense. And the science of getting rich teaches that you need to combine thought, active thinking. See, thinking is one of the hardest labors you can be involved in. Sitting around thinking is one of the hardest things you can do. I spend an enormous amount of time doing this every day now. Every day, because I'm at a stage in life and I've hit a certain level of success and I've acquired enough assets that I could literally fuck myself up. I mean, I could make bad decisions right now that catastrophically change the future of my family. I take myself off the path of generational wealth and take myself down a path of something else. Excuse my French. And it was through this process of trying to acquire wealth, trying to build a business, trying to become free that I realized the common advice that's given, this idea of investing 10% and putting it into a mutual fund and having a financial advisor, was fine if you wanted to build wealth when you were an old man. But I didn't want to be old. I wanted to be free at 35. I'm 29. That's kind of an ambitious goal. That probably wasn't even possible, and it kind of happened that way. And I realized that I couldn't save 10%. I needed to save more like 50%. And people hear that, and it hurts, because most people are living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, and the idea of somehow finding 50% in their budget just didn't seem possible. But I'm telling you, it's a hell of a lot possible than doing a lot of other things. And so it's possible. And so I decided that I was going to dedicate a 7 to 10 year period of my life. I didn't realize that this is kind of a common cycle. The number 7 appears throughout all numerology, virtually all religions and all the Bible. I didn't know there's anything special about the number 7, but there is. And see, the business cycle runs in like this 5 to 7 year period. I think maybe now we've pushed it out to more, it's like 7 to 10, but it's still around this time frame because it's just enough time to really do some damage, to really build and lay a foundation. See, most people overestimate what they can do in a month, 2 months, 3 months, and they become disillusioned because they don't see immediate results, but they underestimate what can be done in a decade. And so in a single decade, if you dedicate your life, and then get this, the whole family's got to be on board. The whole family's got to get on board. Average people, like drivers for UPS, people that work at Walmart, I'm talking about average freaking people, if they do this for 7 to 10 years, they combine this effective action with effective thinking, right out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and you begin to acquire wisdom. And listen, it won't happen in one day, and it won't happen in one freaking conversation, and it won't happen from reading one book. It'll happen because you spend 7 years seeking wisdom. Meaning, I'm on cycle number 3 and I'm still seeking wisdom. Because now I've seen it work and I've gone from zero to having my first $100,000 to then $500,000 to $1 million to $1.5 million to $2 million. And now I realize now I don't know anything. Like that everything I've learned has brought me to this point, and now I'm sitting here and how do I go from this to 10? And some people say, well, I don't want to do that. Then don't. But that's where I am. I don't give a shit about Prada or Gucci or Lambos. I don't. They're nice. They're cool. I stroked a check and bought my wife a car. Feels kind of good. But I drive a 19-year-old truck. Why? Is it because I can't afford a truck? No. Because the things that my heart desires are generational. It's not a purse. You like purse, buy a purse. Part of this game is getting to where it is what you want and living the lifestyle that you want. Now my son, he loves those things. He loves designer things. He loves researching it. He loves buying it. He loves it. That's cool. And here's what I say to him. If that's what you like to buy, bro, buy it. But be able to, you have to have the money. So buy that shit while saving 40, 50% of your income. If you can figure out how to buy all that crap and save 40, 50, you're the man. But you can't not do the other thing and to get the one thing. And people will say, here's the funny thing, I meet people all the time. They're living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, and they will pass judgment on the rich guy who lives paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. Now, you're both living the same, but somehow yours is different than theirs. And I say, you're both living in sin. I don't care the circumstances. It ain't your fault. In my sales organization, I teach them this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number one is how you think is everything, meaning it starts right there. If we can't get past the way you're thinking, then there's no point in going to pillar number two because you're fucked. And if you think you need a guru or a mentor or a group or something to hold you accountable, it's because your pillar number one is screwed. It's not. The same God in me, the same spirit in me, the same creator of the universe is in you. And sometimes people will say to me, why don't you sell your content? Because it ain't mine to sell, dude. I got it from a book that was given to me free. Everything I've acquired in life, I've gone from zero to multimillionaire from free information. Who am I to then turn around and go, you pay me $1,000? I got it free. I met a guy early on when I was launching my business, and I said, man, what's the secret, man? And he said, Gerald, it's easy. Now, this guy was all into law of attraction and these books and to the point where it kind of made you uneasy. But he had made a lot of money. And I didn't have a college degree. I didn't have a certification. I didn't have a good corporate job. I worked part-time as a prison guard, and I began building a lawn care business. I saw this as my only way out, and here was my way out. I had to spend the next 7 to 10 years putting all of the money that I made from side hustles. I told my wife, here, I'm going to work 20 hours a week at this job. You get that money. We have to live on my part-time job and your check. Everything else I make is being invested for the next 7 to 10 years. If you don't like that, move out. That's the level that I got. I knew it was my only shot. See, from the age of late 20s to 40 is your prime time. If you fuck those years off, if you don't apply this in those years, all of your years will be a struggle. You have a short window, man. Now, if you're 20 and you're listening, you could do some big things, man. Like, you could change lives when you're 40. You could put your cousins and nieces through college and you could just hand out gifts and you could drive fancy cars. You could just be as rich as you want to be, man, if you get this message when you're 20 years old and dedicate your life to the process. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter how much money. Some of you make $400,000 a year. You ain't even got $400,000. I met a guy the other day. He makes $600,000 a year. $600,000 a year. I've never made over 90. My net worth was twice his. How in the hell could I make 90,000 and be worth multiple over working on my, I passed 2 million. Goes up and down day to day, depending on where the stock market is. And here's a guy making $600,000, basically living paycheck to paycheck. Is he, it's not a stupid person. You don't make $600,000 being dumb. Or at least having some extraordinary skill, right? Which I don't have. Didn't go to college, no degree, no certification. I just took the principles that I learned in a book called The Science of Getting Rich. And I began to meet people and ask them for wisdom. And I met a guy who told me about real estate. Wasn't a course, wasn't Dean Gazzarazzi, wasn't Chris Krohn, wasn't Grant Cardone, wasn't any of the other guys that'll sell you something for $5,000 or $10,000. It was a guy that I met and he gave me the information for free. And then he went so far as to say, hey, I've got a book you should read, but I need it back because it's my only copy, because this guy was my sixth grade teacher, and when he died, he had 50 something rental properties. And I was in the sixth grade class. This is what the guy was telling me. So I'll let you borrow this. See, I was on vacation when I met this guy. But here's what I decided to do, and here's what I realized, that all of the money that I want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, and checkbooks of other people. Meaning every stranger you have could have what you need. That doesn't mean you use people, but it means that people are a resource. And so as you float through your life not speaking to people, head down, oh, I don't want to speak to anybody, and you go through life, I want you to think about everything you're missing out on, all the opportunities, all the information, and all the knowledge. The Bible says that people entertain angels unaware, meaning he sent angels from heaven and you didn't even know it because you were so self-consumed. It shocks me. No one ever asked me how I make money. I haven't had a job since I was 31 years old. Now, I'm not rich like Grant Cardone. I'm not. But let me say what I just said again. I have not worked a job since I was 31 years old. The asset that financial freedom gave me was the most valuable asset of all time. Time. I wake up when I want to. I work when I want to. I go to bed when I want to. I respond to who I want to. And I have enough passive income to pay my bills. And I live pretty nice. I live on a 2 acres and 3,000 square foot home. I don't have car payments. I don't have house payments. All of the loans that I have generate money. Now, I have lots of debt, but the debt is on income producing properties. And I've taught this strategy and this way of living since then. Freely to anyone who would listen to me. But you know what? Nobody's listening. I mean, you might be. But the average person doesn't give a damn. Here's what they're going through. I got to get to work. I got to do my thing. I'm pissed off. I got to get through. I got to get back home. I got to see my kid. They're so caught up in themselves, they can't see opportunity if it fell in front of them. So one day here, 2 years ago, we're at a rock festival. And these tickets, see, if I go to concerts, I buy the most expensive tickets. If I fly on an airplane, I fly first class. Now, I don't live like that in normal days. I don't buy fancy things if you're around me. I drive a 19-year-old truck. I'm mostly wearing dirty clothes. I do a lot of remodeling. Like I just don't buy fancy things. But if I fly, my own personal home is nice. If I fly, I fly first class. If I'm going to a concert, I want front row or I don't want to go. That's where I'm at in life. If I go to dinner, I don't want to eat crappy food. I'm going to eat nice food. So for these kind of things, I'm going to pay for it. But for the first 7 to 10 years, I didn't go to concerts. The first 10 years of my marriage, we went on vacation twice. Why? Because I'm on a mission, man. I'm on a mission. So that I could spend the rest of my life going anywhere I want, first class, or eating at any restaurant. I don't look at prices. It doesn't matter. I could spend all the money in my check. It doesn't matter because in 30 days, I get a whole bunch more money. You know, it's 50-something assets that pay me money every month. Oh, and I still do active at work so that I get active income. I talk about this in the book. The goal isn't to not work. The goal is to control your work, to do the work you love. It's about living today like other people won't so that you can live tomorrow like other people can't and never will. Very few human beings on this planet Earth will share the life that I've lived. A lot of people a lot richer. Lots of people a lot richer. That's not what I'm trying to teach. And often people will hit me up about things. I can't speak to that. I've never done it. I know about it. I recently did a thing where I showed people, hey, if I was a young man, here's how I would get rich. I would save up a bunch of money. I'd get my dad as a partner, someone as a partner. I'd say, you love me, you want to see me succeed, right? Okay, well, give me some freaking money. I would get together some money, and I'd go out and find a property. I would look every single day. My new job is finding property. And so I would begin to mail for properties. I would begin, and the first question I get is, well, how do I do that? Google it, man. I don't know. That's what you do. You Google it. I just know people do it because I get letters in the mail all the time. So where do I get the list of people to send to? Google it. I don't know because I ain't done it. But if I wanted to do it, guess what I would do? I wouldn't call you and ask how to do it. I would Google it. Like, all of the information you need is right there. And people will say, well, if I just had a mentor. The being of the universe is in you. You don't need a mentor. You don't. You just need to begin to apply what's right around you. You have a smartphone in your hand. You know everything you need to know. You just need to start asking the right questions. And so I said, if I was it, this is what I would do. I'd go find a two or four, probably a four unit multifamily that's, you know, in some pretty bad shape. I would save up and put 20, 30% down. I'd spend the next 5 to 6 months of my life scrubbing, scraping, painting, and figuring out how to do all this shit myself. And once the house was reappraised, I would have it appraised for the highest possible value. I would pull out the equity, or I would then create a fund. I don't know how you create the fund. I just know you can create funds. I'm sure you got to go see a lawyer. And it would probably be a simple partnership. We keep it simple. And I would then sell the fund to the partnership that I own 10% in. And so I would go and find a couple other partners. Maybe start off with one. This is a small business. Maybe 2 or 3 people. I would sell the unit to them. This is Grant Cardone's model. So I'm going to make money because I bought a cheap apartment. I put in sweat equity. I then sold it to investors, my partners. I get my money out. I now have money, right? And I have partners. And then I say, hey, guys, do you want to do this again? And if they are making money, they're probably going to want to do it again. Maybe the first few I would do by myself. I would then sell the property back to the fund. So I get paid on finding the apartment. I get paid on fixing the apartment. I get paid on selling the apartment. And I get a cut of all the residuals going forward. If I was 25 years old or 20, this would be the business model that I would follow. I can't tell you how to do it. I can't reference a book. To be God's honest truth, I've only read one book on real estate in the last 10 years. There's nothing to read. It's simple. Like, everything I know about real estate fits on a 3x5 card. Like, you just buy a house, man. It's so simple. If you understood how I got rich doing something so simple, everyone that's 40 years old would be kicking their own ass. It's so simple. And if you have age right now, if you're 20, 25, 30, oh my God. And you're not doing this, you're so stupid. It's so easy. So I posted a thing here recently where I walked into the house that I bought for 80 something thousand was now down to 40. I walked into the bank and said, listen, let's take this back to 85. They said, well, Gerald, the rates have gone up. Cool, I get it, almost 2%. So my new payment on the same mortgage amount is gonna be more because the interest rates have gone up. Make sense? And so all I did was took the loan back to the original price. And they gave me a check for the difference. It comes out to $39,780. It's tax-free. My monthly income didn't change. I mean, minuscule. I had just raised the rent, so I don't even notice it. So my monthly income stays the same. My cash flow stays the same. My renters going forward get to pay down the loan. I get to write off the interest, and the $40,000 is mine to keep and do what I want with, and it's considered tax-free. It's a loan. It's not income. So what do you think I do with it? Well, I've got 18 years of studying wisdom. Think I'm going to buy a purse? No. I'm going to invest $25,000 in some high-yield income funds paying 8 to 10% perpetual, meaning I'm going to double this money in 7 years or less. I'm going to put half in that. I'm going to put half. The other half is a down payment on another property. So look what happens. I turn a tax-free check of 40, and I'm going to turn that 40 into probably 100 in the next 7 to 10 years. That's one transaction. There's still 365, four other days in the year, right? And so when you begin to make a lot of wise transactions and a lot of wise moves, and you begin to repeat the same thing, repetition is the mother of skill. And so it's wise, whether it's $10 or $40,000, you begin to do it. Now, why can I do it with 40? Because I did it with 10. I'm not doing anything different. The only thing different is the zeros. The zeros are bigger now. And so I used to buy $2,000 worth of a stock. Now I'm buying $25,000 worth of a stock. The numbers are the same. The stocks are literally the same. The only difference is the zeros. And yet people are waiting until they have the zeros to do the game. And that's not how it works. Because the secret to success, the formula is be plus do equals have. Meaning you can't wait on something to happen and then I'm going to invest in real estate. Really? Are you looking at any deals right now? Well, no, I don't have any money. So when you get money, you still won't know shit about real estate. You get it? Meaning if you're only, well, I don't invest in stocks because I don't have much money. You don't have $100? Well, yeah, I have $100. So put $100 in. Well, why would I do that? So you can see your $100 go up and down. Because as you see your $100 become $97, you're going to go, why did that happen? And when you say, why did that happen? Now you're reading, and what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. And that, my friends, was the sound effect of mind being blown. The secret to all of the success that you want is in this formula. Be means be it. I don't want to invest in real estate. I'm a real estate investor. And maybe you haven't found a property yet. But here's what real estate investors do. They look at Zillow. They look at Realtor. They look at the MLS. They go down the list. They, it looks like this house would work. They run the numbers. Here's a house for $130,000. What do the area rent for? Then you go to your click filter. You click rent. It'll show you all the rents around that house. And you say, look, I notice similar houses are renting for $1,200 a month. Okay, now we have a target. We click back to the house. It's $130,000. If I was to put down 20%, that would be what? $26,000. That takes the loan to what? $104,000. Okay, on a 30-year note, on a 4.3%, my holding cost is this. My insurance estimated cost is this. My taxes are going to be this. Is there any room? Oh, look at that. It comes to $920. Oh, look, I can rent it for $1,100. That's a profit margin. That's a possible deal. I'd like to look at this house, next house. That's what real estate investors, I literally do this every day. I don't even go look at them. I could make that work. But I don't have the money right now. But I still do the formula. Why? Because what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. And so if you never run the formula, when I hand you money, you're not going to know what to do with it. Make sense? You lift the same weights when you're world champion bodybuilder as when you're a brand new person. It's the same weights. The only difference is the zeros or the pounds or the kilograms, right? But we're still pushing up the same thing. It's the same in this game. I don't care if you're investing $500 or $50,000. You're in the game. And so if this is where you want to be, you get in the game. You can do it. The formula is super simple. Be it. Be it. Be an investor. Be whatever it is you're trying to do. Whatever. Whatever it is you're trying to do, be that shit right now. From this day forward, you are that. You speak as if, walk as though. You are that. And then take action to justify that. Be that. Like if you say, hey, I am a cook, then the next step is you're freaking cooking. Nowhere have we decided to get paid yet. Be that, as in do it. If you're a painter, you start painting. if you're a whatever, right? Like you start doing it. You back up what it is you say. So first be, then do. So when you say be, get a clear definition of what that means. What does that look like? Who is a lead guitar player in a rock band? What kind of instruments do they have? Where do they, you see what I'm saying? You be that. Go emulate that, be that. Whatever that is. And then begin to do the actions of people who do that. You're not waiting on anything. You're just doing that. And so if you're trying to start a landscaping business or a mowing business, you can't find work, do work for free, man. Be that. Because the formula is do, or be, do, and the end result is have. You get the thing you want.